بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're on lesson 21. It's the main story book part 4. And the page is 27, okay? Right, in this we're looking at tashdeed again, but in a lot of detail, okay? So sometimes it's going to be stretched, sometimes it's going to be in the middle of a word, etc. Okay, inshallah. So just keep with me, okay? This whole exercise... Sorry, lesson number 21. We're going through lengthening after tashdeed and other things, okay? So the first one, Allah. Right, let's have a quick look at that. It's the lam that's got the tashdeed on. So there's going to be two lams. One's joined to the letter before, so that's Al. And then you have lam there on its own with the fatha, and there's an alif after it. So that means that it's lengthened for a second. So it's Allah. If that was written separately, it would be alif, fatha, zabr on top, the a sound, lam, and a sakin, al. And then after that, there'll be lam, and an alif, and a fatha on top, a zabr on top, al, la. Next one, balla, kalla, illa, iyaka, iyaka. Now, this one's quite important because it's in your prayer. In Surah Al-Fatiha, so we don't say Iyyaka na'budu. We don't lengthen the alif and say Iyya and leave them separate sounds. We actually join them together. So it's the ya has the tashdeed on it, so therefore there's two ya's there, one with the alif and one on its own. Okay, Iy, that's the first one. Yaka, Iyyaka. So you should be able to hear the two ya's. Okay, next one. Minna, inna. Anna, there the ya is silent. Anna, hatta, the ya is silent again. Anni, minni, inni, rabbi, anni, lashatta, salla, jallaha, zakkaha, anasiyya, Allahu. ربنا فلما إنما أيها يقدر. Now the qaf is joined to the dal and dal said on its own with a d sound. قدي يقدر. Okay, over the page, the exercises. Okay, the exercise for this. Let's go through this now. صدق قدر كذب ودعك علم حصل ملة ثوب تبت همت إنما كنا إنها لعل فيهن. Make sure you get used to stretching and not stretching, like the last few examples, like the second to last word there, la'alla. I could have easily said la'alla, it would have gone with the pattern before. Kunna innaha la'alla. Okay, you have to watch out for what's single and what's lengthened for a second. Okay, the second set of words, taqabbal kadhabat zuwijat utilat يمد يدعو يظن يحض يفر يكذب تحدث نيسر نقدس يختص يبين متم بأنهم مصلين متقين منفكين خفت مدت حقت تخلت والناس خناس جنة قوة. Okay, next page. There's only four more examples left. كرة قيمة عشية. Okay, this last example is a bit complicated. So it's lams has to be said twice first, okay? Let's get up to there first. Il li, because lams joined to the ya. Because the Ya has a tashdeed, therefore it's joined to the Lam. So the Lam, you have to say Il Li. The second one has to join to the Ya because of the tashdeed, the second one that's there, okay? Il Li. Yina. Yina. Il Li. Yina. Okay, I hope you can get your head around that one. So in this lesson, in lesson 21, we've been studying tashdeed in detail. Now, I don't want you to go past this unless you've mastered it, okay? Remember the most basic concept that we looked at in lesson number 20. If there is a tashdeed on a letter, that letter has to be said twice. Once with the letter before it and once on its own, okay? If you get that concept into your head, inshallah, a lot of things will be cleared up. Jazakum Allahu khairan for your time again and your patience. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.